Well, this morning, for our youth message, because we're all young at heart, we're all children of the living God, and we prepare for a lot of things, we decided collectively that we would still include a youth message in the worship service. We do one on the online service because we have to be prepared. If young people start coming back to church, we need to be able to minister to them. So the idea is if they come and they see in the bulletin, oh, there's a youth message, they'll feel welcome. And so someday, somewhere, some of them will start drifting back. I know Travis and Tina stay in contact with our youth that we had before. We had 22 or 23 of them before COVID. So I know that those seeds have been planted and they're growing. Some of them are doing well. Some of them still need our prayers, but they're still connected to the church. With all that said, you got to be prepared. You know, we don't have the same things even with scouting programs now. The Boy Scouts is not as active as what they used to be. The Girl Scouts are doing much better than the Boy Scouts. But the fellow that founded the Boy Scouts, when they come up with the motto, you remember what the Boy Scout motto is?
Be prepared.
Be prepared. And they asked the guy that founded the Boy Scouts, well, prepared for what? He looked at him and he said, for anything. And that's what we got to do. We teach the young people to be prepared, how to prepare for a storm or things that happen in the family. And we teach them this and teach them that. And maybe even give them phone numbers that they can put in their backpack when they go to school in case something comes up. You need to, you know, call or get the police to help you or someplace. So we got to be prepared. How many of us prepare for a hurricane? None of us prepared for the tornado, but it came. But we had some common sense and some wisdom to know what to do in the aftermath of the tornado. So being prepared is an important part of our life as Christians. Because we need to prepare, it said one of the hymns, prepare to meet thy God. And that's what we got to do, is prepare. So this life is a challenge. This life is not easy. Now, we don't have all the answers, but we can be pretty well prepared. So we know that this life is only temporal, but we have the gift of eternal life if we believe. Faith is an important part of that. So we have something to look forward to. So we are preparing for eternal life. It's going to happen, whether we want it to happen or not. And we'll prepare because we can either prepare to go to eternal life in a place you don't want to go to, or you can be prepared to have life eternal in the heavenly kingdom of God. I think that's wonderful. So thank you, young people, and thank you for being prepared. Amen.